Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur, back into another guest interview segment for this morning. And starting off what we think will be kind of an ongoing monthly series, Jason Shumway of Star Valley is joining me in studio. Jason's with RE/MAX of Star Valley, and going to have kind of a monthly discussion regarding real estate and the market, what we're seeing, how it impacts both those who are buying, selling, or those who are just staying put for a while, and how it all impacts all of us. So, Jason, appreciate your time. Looking forward to these.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity. We're Star Valley based here right in Afton, and you know, grew up here, of course. And so I've seen a lot of the changes that have been happening, throughout the valley, in particular in recent years. And there's both sides of the coin for sure. So yeah, any questions that I can help discuss or topics, you know, that we see from, not only as a local person who's lived here, you know, the majority of their lives, but also as a real estate broker and having a company and kind of seeing the need and the demand that we see for, in particular, attainable housing. Affordable is kind of a flashy word that's sometimes hard to use, but everything's expensive these days. But there's a lot of angles that we can approach and go from there. And yeah, so what questions?
So I think we start off with one of the big concerns that people have right now is the affordable, attainable housing that you mentioned, and trying to make it affordable for people to live here, especially those that we hear all the time, well, my kids are never going to be able to move back here because they can't afford it. So how do we do that? But at the same time, people want to control the growth a little bit, right? And we like Star Valley because of the open spaces, and we'd like to see it stay that way. So let's start with that. And particular, maybe there's been some developments proposed, some large housing developments in the works, and go through what takes place behind the scenes to make sure that that those are all infrastructurally sound and not a burden to the area, whether it's wells or sewers or septics and all that stuff. So let's start at the very beginning, Jason, and say someone wants to, a developer per se, wants to go to a municipality and propose, and we've seen this happen recently a number of times, propose a large housing development. Walk us through the beginning stages of that process.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and there is a clear distinction, and we can circle back to kind of something within town limits and then also out in county limits as far as municipality or out in the county. But yeah, that process it's actually very detailed. Obviously there's a lot that goes into whether that piece of land has the correct zoning, the infrastructure, even if it's nearby or in place. And that's one of the biggest misconceptions I think out there is, the public for some reason maybe has to contribute to the cost of this infrastructure, and they don't. That is 100% the developer's cost. So it is all engineered. The town of Afton, as an example, or the town of Thane or Alpine, any of these municipalities, they're going to make sure that it's engineered and it's done properly. And that's all the cost of the developer. So they purchase the land, they pay for all of the engineering, the studies, the water studies, the traffic studies, impact on the community. In many cases, they have to improve the pavement, the roads, different situations. And it's a huge expense. It's a huge expense for the developer. It really has no bearing on the taxpayer, in all honesty. In all honesty, if there's a little bit more housing, in my opinion, at least, I think hopefully we could get property taxes to come down, right? They're not trying to tax 10 houses, they're taxing 15 houses or whatever, right? And so that would be maybe another topic for, the tax assessor's office. But, that's how that process works. There's a lot of engineering, there's a lot of planning and zoning, there's public hearings, public meetings. And ultimately, the town and Star Valley in general, we desperately need, we need attainable housing. We need certain price points in our market that they just don't exist. And the way to get those is to have public water, public sewer systems, which the town of Afton, town of Thane, and some of these places have. And those come with a little tighter density but that's what's going to drive that pricing down. And so, I think that's...
So when you talk about the studies that have to go be done, let's just say, for example, let's focus specifically on sewer. Mm-hmm. you're using third party groups, maybe like a Sunrise Engineering or something like that, right? That goes in and does very in depth, and I've seen them give reports to town councils and things. I mean, this they typically don't leave any stone unturned. I mean, there's a lot of study and research, and that goes in before any dirt's turned, right?
It does, yeah. It's very in depth, and they build everything. You know, typically they build everything to the kind of overbuilt, you know, as far as like its capacity and what it could potentially do. And yeah, it's reviewed by a whole series of hydrologists, engineers, you know, PE engineers. DEQ reviews everything as well on a state level. And yeah, so it's there's a lot of studies that go behind the scenes to make sure that you know, it's done to the proper standard and to code. It's not just whipped together overnight. And yeah.
And you mentioned a little difference between the municipality and the county. A lot of times, if you're in the county, you're doing more wells, septics, same type of situation, though, kind of similar situation.
Yeah, it is. You know, on the developer side, they still have to do what's called like a water soil study or a Chapter 23 study. And DEQ has to review that. It's still engineered. You know, they make sure that they go out and they test the type of soil content you have, however much gravel or sand or whatever is in the system, and then determine the best type of septic system that you should use. And so, yeah, there's, even if you're out in the county in more of a rural setting with the 5-acre lot, you still have some oversight as far as making sure that it's, you know, you're putting, you know, the right septic system or whatever in. And everyone wants clean and pure water, right? You know, so it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have. And, but yeah, those are kind of the distinction between the two.
Jason Strumway from RE/MAX Star Valley in studio this morning with one of his monthly reports on the local real estate market and what's happening. So you mentioned kind of the supply and demand of real estate, right? Trying to get the prices down. And so in your mind, where the market is now, is it just a supply issue? I mean, do we just need more homes?
That is an awful lot of it. It is. And you know, the whole country kind of got caught off guard a little bit during COVID. And, you know, things went, you know, they jumped up and inventory went, you know, next to zero. I mean, something came on the market, it was sold immediately, right? And so the other thing that happened during COVID, in my opinion, is, you know, well, not necessarily my opinion, but, you know, there was a huge material shortage, right? And so new construction at that time was very high. There was a lack of inventory, and so things just kind of raced up. We've not caught up to that. In fact, the country as a whole, we've been chasing an under shortage in housing since, you know, really the recession in 2008. We're not building nearly enough for the housing that's needed countrywide. And that's the same thing here. You know, Bank of Star Valley, they do annual kind of economic report every couple of years. I think they're gearing up to do another one here shortly. So it'd be interesting to see what that, if I remember correctly, we were something like 600 or 800 houses short in the Star Valley area 2 years ago when they did their report. So we're not building fast enough to, and so when there's only 3 houses on the market, those sellers, you know, they're able to get a little bit higher price than maybe they otherwise would if there were 8 or 9 houses on the market, right? So it's that shortage is driving the pricing higher. And there's just nowhere for builders. In all honesty, there's really very few spots for builders to build, especially within town limits. And so it really is an impact on them. We need more housing.
So do you see, speaking again specifically inside town limits, municipality limits, do you see a lot more trends toward an urban style, townhomes, duplexes? I mean, do you kind of see things going that direction more and more?
Well, a little bit, but I also think that there's still a really good opportunity for, you know, a single family home. I mean, everyone wants, I'm the same way, you know, I think everyone wants, you know, a house on 10 acres with the white picket fence. But my first house was very small, very humble. And I think, you know, to get in the door and kind of get things going, I think it's very important to have, you know, just that it doesn't have to be, you don't necessarily have to have a 1/2 acre or a 1-acre lot. You know, if you have a 1/4 acre lot, it's your 1/4 acre lot. It's your dog's backyard. It's your place to be. It's your place to create memories. And then you can live in it for a while. You can sell it. Then you can get the 1-acre lot, right? And kind of go up the ladder or whatever, if you want, or you can stay there, you know? And so, but yeah, I think it, you know, it definitely, you know, as far as being able to do it in town, you know, is a big advantage.
Jason Shumway again in studio this morning, RE/MAX Star Valley. Well, Jason, of course, this is a conversation we could chat about for a long, long, long time. And so that's why we'd like to make this a monthly recurring series, have you come in and shed some light on the real estate market. As far as today's conversation, anything else you feel like you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. You know, I just think that, you know, we, you know, as far as like the development topic and, you know, some of those things, I mean, the Valley's growing, you know, I grew up here, I was born and raised here. It's different than it was, you know, 30 years ago. And it's going to be a whole lot different 30 years from now. And so our kids and our grandkids that want to be here, and we want those kids to be here. We want them to be able to be raised in a good school system and in a good location, and they can enjoy the mountains the same way we did. I think we just need to kind of keep that in the back of our minds that, yeah, we all want it how it was 30 years ago, but we also want our kids to have a piece of this as well. So, you know, just be open-minded and you know, this younger generation, I mean, they bring in restaurants and ideas and concepts and businesses and energy, and, you know, it's good for us. I think it's good for us. And they might bring in competition for certain things, and, you know, they might open a real estate shop across the street from me. That's okay. Like, it's okay. You know, it's competition's good. Energy is good. And so the Valley is going to grow, and it's going to continue to grow. And so I just think we just need to, you know, be welcoming, be smart about it, and I'll do our part.
Jason Shumway, RE/MAX Star Valley. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.